Kum lehen Rav Lach, Gemara, we're up to Daf Samach Vav. Kum lehen Rav Lach, Gemara, we are up to Daf Samach Vav, Amud Aleph. Right in the middle of the sugi here, we're learning a number of cases, and we are up to Tehibar Abelazo, which is about 8 lines from the top. So the last thing we learned about was a case where the goy wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos. There were a couple of Yidden there. They made an Eidah between the souls. And we know that if a goy is not there, he doesn't in any way impinge on the Eidah. And then suddenly he showed up on Shabbos proper. So which automatically negates the Eidah that the Yidden made between themselves, because he has rights. And if he's there, then he breaks the Eidah. And the question is, what do they do? And they had an argument. And at the end, they followed Rabbi Yochanan, who said that this is what they should do. They should rent it from the goy. But nevertheless, because we said that even though renting from a goy is like making an eidav, and an eidav has to be made before Shabbos, but in this respect, it's like the goy is renouncing his rights. But how does that help the two Yidden? They don't no longer have an eidav. So what they do is one of the Yidden renounces his rights, which means that he can no longer carry from his house into the chotzer, but the other Yid can carry from the house into the chotzer. And anything which is already in the chotzer, it can be moved about. Okay, so now we're going to have some questions on that halacha. Toi bor abelazo. Toi literally means he sniffed, he smelled, he tried to understand this particular second half of Rabbi Yechon's din. Amar Rab Zeida, mata hayyid Rab Lazo. Rab Zeida said, I don't understand. What's bothering Rab Lazo? What's bothering him? So the Gemara says, what's bothering Rabbi Lazar is Amar Rav Sheshes Gavra Rabba Kerab Zeda, such a great man like Rab Zeda, La Yoda Maite Rabbi Lazar, can't figure out what's bothering Rabbi Lazar. I'll tell you what's bothering him. Kokashle, what's bothering him is the din of Rabbi Yechanan versus the Shmuel Rabbe, the din of his Rebbe Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel said another din. This is what Shmuel said. And Rabbi Yechanan says you could rent from a goy on Shabbos. Right, and then you're mevatel, you're reshus, and that doesn't really help fully. That's 50%. The other 50% is you're mevatel reshus. Shmuel came along and says that we don't just use this concept of mevatel, which means renouncing my rights willy-nilly. We'll only use the concept of bitl is when you have no choice. You know, as prior to Shabbos, you could have made an eidav, and now it's on Shabbos, and somebody forgot to join in the eidav. So we'll say, you know what, you renounce your rights. So in other words, it has to have a number of conditions. Number one is, you have to be able to make an eidav. No, it has to be economic conditions that you couldn't have carried a Shabbos here unless you make an eidav. Number two is you could have made an eidav before Shabbos. And number three, somebody forgot. Okay, under these circumstances, on Shabbos, we'll say, you know what? Renounce your rights. But if it's missing one of those ingredients, we won't say it. So listen to what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, Kol makom she'osin u'me'arvin, rule number one. Any place where the people there aser on each other on Shabbos. No, if you don't do anything on Shabbos, you couldn't carry in this courtyard because of two Yidden there and so on. Or the case we're going to see is talking about actually is an inner courtyard. And we're talking about courtyard versus courtyard, not houses versus house. So you have an inner courtyard versus an outer courtyard. And if they don't join the Eidah, then the inner courtyard people ban the outer courtyard people from carrying in their courtyard, because the inner courtyard people can join in with the outer courtyard and have a right to walk there. So therefore, anywhere that they asa. But if they would have made Eidah before Shabbos, it wouldn't have been an issue. They all could have carried there. And now come Shabbos, they realize somebody there didn't join in. So they made an Eidah between the two, but if somebody didn't join in, then we will use the prescription of Mevaklin. We'll tell that person who didn't make an Eidah, you know what? Go ahead, renounce your rights. Everybody else can carry except you. Case number two. Me'arvin, in a place where you make an eidav. You could make an eidav, you have an option. But ve'enoisim, if you didn't, it doesn't really asa, you can still carry. And we're going to see in the Gemara is talking about, you have two courtyards side by side. Each one has a doorway to the street. And you have a doorway between the two. So if they want to join together, then make one eidav around two courtyards, they can. And they don't, each courtyard can carry in their own place. So here is a case of me'arvin, they could make an eidav, but ve'enoisim, if they don't, it doesn't asa. In this case, we're not going to allow you to go ahead on Shabbos and say, you know what, we really would like to join together and have lunch together. We're not going to let somebody there renounce his rights, because it's not pressing, and we're not going to. Or case number three, Oisin, where we do Asav Eimarvim, but there's no remedy of making an eidav. And we're going to say, where is it possible? It's talking about two Yidden and a Goy living together, the two Yidden Asar on each other, and they cannot make an eidav because of the Goy. And even on Friday, you could make an eid if you just go rent from the guy, which must be talking about on Shabbos, as we'll conclude. So therefore, it says the aim of atl. We don't allow the laws of bittul. So here Shmuel comes along and says, in the case where we'll soon see, where there's a goy in that area, and he didn't join before Shabbos, it's on Shabbos, even though you can rent from the guy, the eden cannot be mevatel to each other. So how could Rabbi Yechon and Sheshi Rav Loss having a problem how to reconcile Shmuel's opinion with his other, with Rabbi Yechon and his other Rebbe's opinion? So the Gemara, Kol Makom She'osin, the Gemara now explains. The first law that he said, any place that where they aser on each other, avin, but they have a remedy, they can make an eder before Shabbos, mevatin, so therefore if one person, they forgot to join in, we allow the laws of bittul, is kigoyim beis, chatzedeis, zulif nimuzu. We're talking about two courtyards, inside one other, you know, there's an inner courtyard like we learned before, and an outer courtyard. So that case there, the outer courtyard cannot carry because the people in the courtyard have a right to carry, and they made an eder between themselves, which they can. But somebody they forgot, then we can allow them to do bittul. The case number two, which is ma'arvin ve'enoisin, that they make an eder, but we don't. But they allow to make an eder, but if they don't, it doesn't ask on each other. Ein levatin. That's the picture here where you see. On the top right-hand corner, you see here that it's side by side. Each one has their own exit, so they don't aser on each other. But if they want, they can join together. If one somebody even if they join, if somebody forgot to join the eidah, we're not going to allow the laws of bittul because it's not necessary. Don't carry next door. There are two courtyards and one door between them. That's case number two. What's case number three? Oh, you see, what's an example of people asking each other? The aim arvin. There's no remedy even eidah. And therefore, we're not going to allow you to renounce your rights. Lasuimai, what kind of case is that talking about? Because anytime they ask, you make an eidiv. Lav lasuimai, talking about a case of a goy. Two yidin, they ask on each other, but they can't make an eidiv because the goy is there. Now, even for goy is there is a remedy. Just rent it from him. And if the goy was there on Friday, what do you mean? There's no remedy. Go ahead and rent it from the goy. So, Avi is talking about the lav, the osa, kishim, b'shabbat. He's talking about it came on Shabbos. So therefore, it comes on Shabbos, the Eid's area falls apart. And now they rent from the goy. What's the only solution now on Shabbos? They have to move out to Rosh Hashanah. And Shmuel says, no. Ketani oisin ve'eim arvin. And it says, oisin, and you cannot make an eidiv. Oisin, in the case where the asa. And there's no eidiv, because the eidiv fell apart. And the goy wasn't there on Friday, and now on Shabbos, the goy comes back, it falls apart. And even though you can rent it from a goy, but you cannot create your own eidiv, Ein mevatlin, we will not allow you to do the kshus of mevatlin. So in other words, Shmuel will argue with Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, go ahead and be mevat on Shabbos, go ahead and renounce your rights. And Shmuel says, you can't. In this case, with a goy, you can't. Shmuel, no, that's exactly a proof that Shmuel argues with that, with Rabbi Loza, and that's what his problem is. And that's why he had an issue with this whole thing here. Okay, so the Gemara, I was going to ask a question. Did Shmuel really say this? So this is what Abzeid is saying. The Shmuel said, did he really say this? That want that the Eden cannot be mevat Rosh Hashanah Shabbos in the case with his goy. Omer Rabbi Yisrael said, L'shmila shmaita. I never heard such a Shmuel. I learned by Shmuel, and I never heard such a thing. Omer Le'abaya, his constant, in this case, his nemesis, his reminder, At Omer Nelon, you told us. It's because you had amnesia and you got sick, but you told us. It seems that, Vaho Amet Nelon, this is what you told us about. I'll remind you even. The Omar Shmuel said the following. Shmuel said the following rule. Ein bitl reshus mechotza lechotza. He says, you cannot renounce your rights if you're in one living in one chotzer, and we'll soon see the case. You cannot renounce your rights from another chotzer. That's number one. And we'll soon explain exactly what that means. So in other words, you can only use the rights of bitl in your own chotzer. But here, I have my own chatzah to use, and I want to renounce my rights from the other chatzah. Since I don't have to do that, I can carry where I am anyway, I'm just trying to help other people out. That is not allowed, number one. Number two is, ein bitul reshus b'churba. You have two houses, and in between you have a shared, dilapidated house, a house in ruins. And in one person on the one side cannot mevatel the reshus, so the other person should be able to carry there. We're not going to, this law of bitul was a remedy. You know, the idea of renouncing your rights, only when it comes to a courtyard, because people use a courtyard very often. In fact, a courtyard was like an extension of the houses. So we allow this leniency of bittul. But a house in ruins is not something that people need, and therefore we're not going to give you this avenue of bittul. It says in Gemara, the Amdil and Lom, that's what Shmuel said. And you made a comment, Ki amar Shmuel ein bitul shulchan chatzar. You said like this. Let's qualify Shmuel's statement. When does Shmuel say that if you're living in one chatzar, you're residing in one courtyard, even though you have rights to other courtyard, you cannot renounce your rights in the other courtyard? La'omran elu shtei chatzedos pesach rabbanein. You said it's only side by side. So therefore, since we don't have to make, you know, I can carry my own chatzar. I don't need the other chatzar at all. I'm just trying to help them out. I cannot renounce my rights. Avazu lifni mezu. But you told us that if it's one courtyard inside the other courtyard, you told us there is one courtyard inside the other courtyard is mevatlim, and therefore I'm obstructing the people in the outer courtyard from carrying. You said to me that what is mevatlim, that I could renounce my rights. Because the people on the inside are stopping the people on the outside from carrying, because we have a right there, and therefore we could renounce our rights. So this is exactly Shmuel's din, what we just learned a minute ago. Shmuel said that we asked each other, we could have made a native, and somebody forgot we didn't, then we could be mevatel, which is the case number one in Shmuel before. And that's exactly what you said here. You're coming along and telling me that Shmuel says that you cannot mevatel side by side, which is case number two. And you just discussed case number one and case number two. So you were aware of Shmuel's din. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef counters back and he says, that, did I really say that? Ano amina meshmeid Shmuel hachi? Did I say that in the name of Shmuel? Rabbi Yosef really didn't remember his conversations. Well, Shmuel, didn't Shmuel say this? I have a rule. Shmuel said, "Ain lana be'ed." When it comes to Masechta Erevin, we should take El Losha Mishnah Seinu. Take every Mishnah, the text of every Mishnah literally. And there's a Mishnah where it says in the Mishnah later on, "An Shei Chotzer." The people in the Chotzer, if one of them forgot, we allow you to renounce yourself. And it says chatzar singular, not chatzeirot, which sounds to me, and he said, take it literally, that only in your own chatzar you can renounce your rights. But in another chatzar, if you're in one chatzar and you have rights in another chatzar, you cannot renounce it, even if you're an inner courtyard versus an outer courtyard. So did I tell you that Shmuel said in that case you can renounce your rights on Shabbos? Omele Abai says back to you, that's not what you meant at all. You did say that, but you said under this Mishnah. When you told us this rule, ain't Lord, it was not on the mission of Chatzah Chatzeres. You know, you also hold that if you're in one Chatzah and the only way, and you're stopping the outer Chatzah from carrying, then you forgot to join in, you can renounce your rights. Clearly you could. So what did you mean when you said take each Mishnah literally? It's on a different Mishnah. Ki amrit lana, you told us this rule, ain lana be'erbin el losh mishnah seinu, we should follow the exact text of a Mishnah, is aharad lana, on the following case you told us. You said, Shahamovi lechatzedes kechotzel lebotim. It says over there in the Mishnah later on that a movi is to a chotzer, just like a chotzer is to a house. And we learned later on how many, in order for a movi to be labeled a movi, a street, and a street we learned before, if you want to carry on Shabbos, you have to put either a post or a beam. In order for a movi to be classified as a movi, it needs to have in it two courtyards and two houses in each courtyard. Just like a chatzah needs two houses to be considered a chatzah, so too a mavi needs two chatzeres to be considered a street. If it only has one chatzah going into it, it's not a mavi. And therefore, that's what in that Mishnah you're saying that since we're calling a mavi and a chatzah, it has to be exactly that the din of a mavi exactly to a chatzah. And therefore, it has to be a minimum of two chatzeres inside a mavet. So, nothing to do with the previous Mishnah. So Shmuel is consistent with what he said, and you yourself knew about it. You yourself were aware of Shmuel's first and second laws that he made before, whether you're side by side or an inner one. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to continue talking about Gufa, what Rabbi Yosef just brought up for Shmuel. Gufa, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Ein bitul shel chatzer." This concept that if you're in one chatzer and you don't aser the people of the other chatzer, you cannot be mevatel reshus, even if you want to. And the second thing he said, well, ain't bitul reshus bechurba. And a churba is not something which is necessary, so if two chatzeres have overlap over a churba, they share in a churba, you cannot remove yourself, because it's not essential. However, Rabbi Yechon disagrees. He says, yes, bitul reshus chol chatzer, you couldn't be mevatel reshus from one chatzer to another courtyard. And the yesh bitul reshus b'churba, you couldn't be mevatel reshus b'churba. Now, both dinim are more or less the same. Can you be mevatel from one rishus to another rishus? A churba is also another rishus. What's the name of a churba or another courtyard? It's in the same principle. If we only knew that this discussion about from one courtyard to another courtyard, I would say, but Shmuel, only over here Shmuel says that you cannot be mevatel from one chatzah to another. Each chatzah is so independent from the next chatzah, and therefore I have no association really with the next chatzah. So why should I be able to be mevatel my rishus in the next chatzah? Aval churbe, but when it comes to churbe, the tashmish chal tavayu, really we're both more or less sharing the same use of that churbe. So maybe more Rabbi Yechon, maybe Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, that I could be announced my deshus. If we only knew the case of the churbe, I would say b'ha'ol kam Rabbi Yechon. Only over here, Rabbi Yechon said you can remove your rights. Why? Because the building, this churbe is used by both equally. Aval b'hach, but when it comes to the chatzedes, maybe moedel l'shmul that you cannot give up the rights, and therefore tzricha you need both cases. To tell you, in both cases you can give up the rights. And even the chatzer where each chatzer benefits only the people of that chatzer, still the people of one chatzer can be mevatel just another chatzer according to Rabbi Yechonon. Okay, Amar Abaye comes along Abaye. Abaye says, Hodo Amar Shmuel. Now Abaye continues further. This is what Shmuel said that we talked about before. Ain bitul reshus mechatzer chatzer, that you cannot be mevatel reshus from one chatzer going to another chatzer. Like I'm going to be talking about b'shtei chatzeres, two courtyards, u'pesach ed b'neim. We're side by side, and therefore, if I'm, like we said before, din number two before Shmuel, we're side by side. I can carry my chatzer, you can carry your chatzer, and therefore, if I cannot be mevatel reshus in your chatzer. Aval base chatzeda zu lifnim mezu. But if you have two chatzedas, one inside the other, you have an inner and an outer, and the inner one has rights to the outer, and they're and they have to go out through the outer, and they're not allowing the outer to carry on their own because the inner one has rights there. Because they asked on the outer one to carry, and you need to make an eder between all of them. Therefore, in case somebody forgot, you're allowed to make a bittel. Or if they want, or they can go ahead and mevatel, take renounce all their rights, and the people on the outside can carry. That's what Abaye said. Rava says, I'm going to qualify a lot further. The Rava says, afilu shtei chatzei lezul lefim mezu, it depends. Pa'omim mevatel, sometimes the people in the inner one can remove their rights. Upa'omim ein mevatel, sometimes they cannot remove the rights. Even though the people on the inner ones ase, the people on the outer ones, sometimes they don't move the rights. And it all depends on where the Eidav is lying. Is the Eidav, remember, you join together for an Eidav, you put an Eidav in one place. Is the Eidav lying in the inner chatzer, or is the Eidav lying in the outer chatzer? And the Gemara explains. Kate, for example, Nosnu Eiruven Bechitzayna, they all together, they joined, and they put the Eidav in the outer one. And that's it. And that's enough for everybody else. In other words, let's say the people in order to make an eder between the inner chatzah and the outer chatzah, first the inner chatzah has to make an eder between themselves, and then they make an eder with the outer chatzah. So what happened? We're talking about if the people, the eder from the inner chatzah, where did they put that eder? Their own personal eder between the two people living in the inner chatzah. It could have left it in the inner chatzah. And you could have also said, look, since we're putting the common Eidav in the outer chatzah, we'll put also our Eidav in the outer chatzah. And it seems that it happened quite often. And that's it, yeah. And in fact, the way Rashi explains it, that Eidav that they made between themselves by putting it in the outside one, that is the Eidav that also allows them to carry in the outside chatzah. They don't make a separate Eidav altogether. That they had just one Eidav, and that's how it works. And the Gemara explains. So, Nosnu Eidav v'chatzedim, if they place their Eidav on the outer chatzin, Nosnu Eidav v'chatzedim v'shochach echad, and let's say somebody forgot to join the Eidav. Bein min ha-pnimis, bein min ha-chatzayna. Doesn't matter, that person who forgot, where was it? Was it in the inner chatzah? Or was he in the outer chatzah? V'loi Eidav, and he didn't join in, shteyen asuras. They are both asur. And the Gemara will explain why. In the case where the Eidav is on the outside, the Eidav of the inner chatzah finds itself in the outer chatzah, then you cannot be mevatel rishus. We'll soon explain in a second why not. It doesn't matter if that person who forgot to join the Eidav was in the outer chatzah. It doesn't matter even the inner chatzah can no longer mevatel rishus. We'll soon see why. What about nosnu eiruvim bepnimius? What about they placed their Eidav in the inner chatzah? We're talking about now the people of the outer chatzah. If they placed their Eidav in the inner chatzah, v'shachach echad min hapnimius, and one of the inner guys forgot. So now we're talking about the outer chatzah's Eidav is in the inner chatzah. And one of the inner guys forgot to join in. And now the only way that he can allow them to carry is if he renounces his rights. Shtein asuras. He can't do bittul. So these two cases, he cannot do bittul. The inner chatzah put their Eidav on the outside. Or the outer cannot do bittul. Or the outer chatzah put their Eidav on the inside. And one of the inner people forgot. He cannot renounce his rights. But if shachach echad min hachetzoyna, but if one of the outer people put their chatzah in the inner one, and they forgot to, one of the outer people forgot to join in, then the people on the inside one, then that person who forgot, on the outside one, renounces his rights. And that helps for the inner chatzah. And what do you call it? And the outer one cannot carry. And the outer one cannot carry. And we'll soon explain why. Yeah, why not? And what's going on in all these three cases? Now remember, we learned before a concept that a regel ha'asura b'mekoyma asses the other place as well. In other words, if you have an Eidav where you are, and I have rights to the other place, whether you asser the other place or not, since I have my own chatzar, do I still asser? But if we didn't make an Eidav in our own place, then everyone agrees, regel ha'asur b'mekayma, since you cannot carry your own chatzah, because you didn't make an Eidav, then surely you'll ask the other chatzah that you have to walk through, you know, you have to wait, you wind your way through to get to the street. And the Gemara will explain. So the Gemara says, shachach echem nachatzein, is one of the other guys forgot. V'la'ir primis mutzede v'chatzein asur, the outer is asur. Now let's go through the whole thing. So what happens now? Let's go case number one. They place the inner chatzah, place the Eidav on the outside chatzah. V'shochach echad, and somebody forgot. I don't care who it is. Bein min ha-pnimis, bein min ha-chatzaynis. V'le'idav shtein hasuris. Why are they both asur? Hai bar pnimis. Let's say it was a guy from the inside, right? The guy on the inside forgot to join in. The people on the inside made an Eidav, put it on outside property, and somebody on the inside forgot to join in. So this person here is going to renounce his rights. Who is he renouncing his rights to? Leman nevatel. Who should he write to? Levatel lebnei pnimis. Should he renounce it to the people in the inside? Lesser leeruviga bayu. The Eidav is not there. The Eidav is on the inside. Why? Because when you made an Eidav between the outside, the inside and the outside. The Eidav is on the outside. When you made an Eidav between the inside and the outside, you now said it's all one property. So if the guy on the inside wants to say, I abandon my rights to this property, then who could he abandon it to? He only abandons it to the people on the inside chatzar. But it doesn't help because the people on the outside chatzar that now joined the inside chatzar are not part of it. Because since he's not part of the Eidav, he has no connection to the outside chatzar. His connection is only to the inside chatzar. So let's say he gives up his rights to the inside chatzar, but it doesn't help because the people in the inside chatzar put their Eidav in the outside chatzar. And therefore, it doesn't help itself at all because they're all one Eidav, one common chatzah. The only way that people inside chatzah can carry is if they, you know, they have no shaychis, let's say they close the door and they have no connection to the outside chatzah. But their Eidav is sitting in the outside chatzah and it doesn't help. So they can't close their door, as we'll see later. That's an option to separate themselves, to seat from the Eidav and, you know, separate themselves. But here it can't help it because their Eidav is sitting in the outside. It doesn't help. Okay. So what's the big deal? Let's say that we just said that the inner chatzah and the outer chatzah have become like one, and the Eidav is an outer chatzah. Let him be mevatel reshus to the people in the outer chatzah. No, ain bitl reshus mechatzel chatzah. Shmuel said, we're talking about this whole din, what Rav is talking about, is talking about according to Shmuel, not according to Rabbi Yechon. Shmuel said that you cannot be mevatel from one chatzah to the next.
So therefore, the guy from the Inlechatzah cannot, if the Eidah was an Inlechatzah, the guy from the Inlechatzah has no one to be mevatled to. He cannot be mevatled to Inlechatzah because it's not enough. The Inlechatzah cannot carry there because how are they carry there when the people in the Inlechatzah are not. The guy in the Inlechatzah cannot be mevatled his reshus to the Inlechatzah, only to the Inlechatzah. But it doesn't help because the Inlechatzah is part of the Inlechatzah. And the only way to separate them is closing the door. But if they can't, we're going to carry an inner chatzah because their Eidav is in the outside chatzah, which means they're all one. The moment you close the door, you're disconnecting from your Eidav. So therefore, it doesn't, in this case, there's no option. Bitlash is not going to help. Okay. Hi, Bar Chitzayna. So let's go now to case number two, which is, let's say, the guy on the outside is the one who forgot. Right? So what happened is the guy on the outside chatzah forgot to join the Eidav. The man mevatel, who should he mevatel to? Levatel levnei chitzayna, should he mevatel to the people in his own chatzer? And they'll say, look, I'm mevatel, how's that help? Well, okay, mevatel shuz, but the people on the outside cannot carry as, because the people on the inside still have a right to go through there. And in other words, because if they all would have joined together, the people in the outer chatzah can carry because they're part of the inner chatzah. But because you forgot to join the Eidav, you're not part of the outer chatzah and you're not part of the you're part of the inner chatzah. You give up your rights in the inner chatzah, so okay, fine. So you're no longer aser, the outer chatzah. So you're no longer aser to the people in the outer chatzah. But you cannot give up your rights to the people in the inner chatzah because you can't go from shus to shus. So as far as you're concerned, the people in the outer, the inner chatzah, as far as they're concerned, you still exist. So therefore, they're asering the neighborhood because of you. And therefore, the people in the Arachatzah cannot carry. Primi is also like, the inner one is still also levatel gabe primi. So why can't he just say, look, I'm renouncing my rights completely. Also, as far as the inner chatz is concerned, because he can't do that. So case number two, also you cannot do. But I'll tell you where you could. Nosnu eruvon be primis. If the Eidah was placed in the inner chatz, but who forgot? V'shachach echmen primis. Not one of the outside people, but one of the inside people. Because the outside people, you remember, you have to mevatel one reshus to the next reshus. You can't do that. But if the chatz, the Eidav of the inner chatzah was on the inner courtyard, and one of the inner courtyard people is the one who forgot, and the remedy is to mevatel reshus, yes, he can. He cannot be mevatel to the people in the outer chatzah, and you made a common Eidav between the two. We're going to close the door. By closing the door, we completely cut off from the outer chatzah. We have our aid over the inner chatzah and sitting in one of the houses in the inner chatzah, and you renounce your rights, therefore we can carry and they can't. Why? One second. So if one of the inner ones forgot, they both also why? High by primis manavatl. Who should he be vatl to? Levatl gabe primis, ikh chatzah yosalai, the outer one is still us. Levatl the chatzah, a bit of the chatzah can't. But this is where we work out. Sorry. If one of the inner ones forgot, and since the inner and the outer joined together became one chatzah, he cannot help out the outer ones, and the outer and the inner one are all one, so he can't cut them out. So the chatzayna aser on the inner one, because you're all one. Because now that you made a common aider between the inner and the outer, you become like one big chatzah, in that respect that you can carry in the inner and the outer together. But the people who did not join in can only give up their rights on one chatzah and not on the other. So if it's one somebody on the inside who did not join, okay, so he gives up the rights in the chatzah, but he still does not allow the people in the outer chatzah to carry in the inner chatzah because he cannot give up his rights for the other rishus, and it's one big eidav, and therefore he ruins the entire eidav. The only place where he's allowed to is, I made a mistake before, the only place allowed to is if the eidav is placed on the inner chatzah, and somebody on the outside forgot. Shachach echad min hachitzayin nevelayid. One on the outside that forgot. Here Shmuel will agree with Rabbi Yechanan that in this case we have a remedy. Why? Vaday primis muteris. The inner one is muter. Why is the inner one muter? Because achodah dosha, they close the door, umishtamsha. Since everyone on the inside joined the Eidav, so they close the door, and now they have a good Eidav for themselves. Mishtamsha asura. And the chitzoyner remains aser because they're joined a common eidav, and so on. And one guy in their midst forgot to join the eidav, and therefore they remain aser. Yeah, omelay, omelay will be sure of
Let me ask a question. Chishachach echem in aprimis. You said in the last, in the penultimate case, if somebody on the inside forgot, v'la ira didn't join, then they're both also. Maishtein asuris. Levatul bar primis l'bnei primis. Why don't we just say that the inner guy will be levatul as a source for the people in the inner? V'teisei chitzoyne v'tishre badayu. So why can't we just say that let the guy mevatul, the inner guy mevatul asuris, and let the people from the outside chatzar and carry with them all together? Because since the inner guy gave up all of his rights in the chatzar, that should be enough. That the people on the outer chatzar should be able to carry with the inner chatzar, because there's nobody there impeding them anymore. He's gone. So we say, Keman Kirabeleza. You're right. The reason why it doesn't work is because we hold like Rabeleza that says if somebody's Mavatl Rishus, you have to Mavatl Rishus to every person to participate in the Ediv. So the inner guy has to Mavatl Rishus to the people on the outer. But you can't, because there's one Rishus to the next. But in the last case, where the person in the outer is the one who forgot, and let's say he's Mevatel Rishus, as far as the inner is concerned, we don't need his bitul because we're closing, shutting the door, and we have nothing to do anymore with the outside. So we can carry because we have a good Ediv, and everybody joined in. The Amar Einu Tzor Levatel Shukulech Havechot, Ki Kamini Rabbonon. I'm saying Rabbonon, your question is according to Rabbi Lezer holds that you don't have to make bitul to every single person. So you ask, let the outer one make bitul, and that's good enough. Even though he didn't make bitul for the inner ones, it doesn't matter, as long as he made bitul to somebody. But he said, I'm relinquishing my rights even to one of the members of the chatzis enough. But kikarim, when I'm talking, says Rabbi, when I'm talking is the Rabbanon, the Omri, they say, tzorich levatl chal echad echad. You have to mevatl to every single individual. And the person on the outside cannot be mevatl to the person on the inside, and therefore it doesn't help. Okay, it's a bit confusing, but I hope you all understood.